So lishmi, why doesn't Ravina answer like this? Horab Yisaglili, Horabonin. Why don't you say Nachdar Mitzakas Tira? That according to Rabbi Yisaglili, Mechayim is called Momem Bailim. Even by Bechor, the Kohen should be able to make Kadosh Nisha with it. And that it says no, he can't. Goes according to the Rabbonin. Like what forced him to say a song about Bechutz Loretz? Why doesn't he answer better? We're talking about a Machlokes, whether Rabbi Yisaglili or the Rabbonin. All right.
The learning of this tape should be Ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Victor, Ben Rabbi Chaim Avrom, Olav Shalom.
Like, why didn't Ravina answer better kasha? So it's a riot to say that even according to Rabbi Yisaglili, Mechayim, it's not called real Mamam Bailim. Samura says no. Omula, he answered back. Matnas Kuhuna Kamrit, you're asking me a question from a Bechor, which a Bechor is called Matnas Kuhuna. I tell you, Shani Matnas Kuhuna, Tichi Kozochui, Meshuchan Gavoy Kozochui. That even Rabbi Yisaglili admits that by a Korban Bechor, which is a type of a Korban that the Kohen receives the B'teros HaMatana, there's a chiv upon every Yisrael, your Bechor, your firstborn of the animal, you have to give it to the Kohen, that's one of the Matnas Kuhuna. So by the Matnas Kuna, even it's Mechayim, there it's considered Mishuchan Gevoy Kazochli. Therefore it's not called Mamam Bailim, as long as it's fit to be Hakrova. When did Rabbi Yisaglili stash in the Pasuk of Mola Mol Bashem? That's the Chichesh Bamisoi. There's a Pasha Shruas HaPikodim. That's, let's say, by other type of Kotchim Kalim. By a Korb Mishlomim. That a Korb Mishlomim is not a Matnas Kuna. A Korb Mishlomim, Ruvain is Makdish, his own animal, to be a Korb Mishlomim. Now, when it's alive and he still owns it, if he gives it for somebody for the Kodin and the Shemus wears false, there's a parsha of Shem of Ashua Sabikodin. But here that we're talking about by a Bechor, which a Korban Bechor is a Matonah to the Kayin, by Matnas Kuna, here it's different. Here, Rabbi Yisaglili would admit that we consider it to be Mammon, it's not Mammon Bailim. If it's in Eretz Yisrael where it's fit for Akrova with the Chiv to be Makrovit, since it's considered from the Matnas Kuna. So for sure we would say, Mishulchan Gavaya Kazochui. Therefore, we had answer by Bechor. The only terrorist there is that there's a difference whether the Bechor is in Eretz Yisrael or whether the Bechor is in Chutz Loretz. And the Chutz Loretz, since you do not have a Chiyuv to bring a Eretz Yisrael, therefore we say it's called Mamam Bailim. Now the Gemara says, Gufa, what we learned before, we dash in the Pasuk, Umoal, Umoal, Bashem, L'Rabbi is Kotchim Kalim, Shem Amoinoi, Diva Rabbi Yisag Lili, that a Korvim Shlomim is called Yom Mamam. So Mar says that Benazayim and Benazai says L'Rabbi says Hashlomim. It comes to include a Korban Shlomim. So the Korban Shlomim, here we say the owner, he owns it, it's his. And if he gives it for a Pekodin for somebody, and the guy squares false, there's a Pasha Shruas HaPekodin. Abi Yosef ben Distoy Yoimer, he says like this, that L'Yom Benazai Ela Bevechor Bovad. Benazai only said it by a Bechor, that's all. So we'll soon explain what do you mean to say. Omamar, what we just say, that Ben Azayim comes to explain Rabbi Yisaglili, and he says, L'Rabbi says Hashlomim. He comes to include a Korban Shlomim, that's a Kotchim Kalim, that's called Mamam Bailim. So Mora says, L'Mutei Mai, what do you mean to exclude? So Elam, if you want to tell me L'Mutei Bechor, you want to exclude a Bechor is not called Mamam Bailim, it does not belong to the Kohen. The question is, why not? Hashta, Omar Shlomim, She'etunim Semicha, Unisochim, Utanufas Chazo Vishoik, or Mata Mamam Bailim Hu, Madach by Korban Shlomim. That first of all is a chiyuv for the owner to make a smicha. He has to put his hand on top of the head of the animal. Unisochim, you have to bring a mincha with it and yayin with it, Nisochim. Utanufas Chazo Vishoik, there's a mitzvah to lift up to this part of the animal, the Chazoik and the Shoik. Still a Mat, you're telling me what Mamam Bailim Hu that calls man it's alive. It's still called Mamam Bailim. Is so Bechor, a regular Korban Bechor. Me boy, that doesn't have all these things. The Bechor doesn't have Samicha, doesn't have Tanufa. It doesn't have on the Sochim to it. So for sure it should be called Mamam Bailim. So what is the Ben Azay saying? Elon rather, Omer Rabbi Yechon Virchon said like this. It means Lemute Meiser. By saying Shlomim, it means to say that Meiser Behema. When you have the your newborn of the animals, you have to count 1, 2, 3, 4, till 10. And the 10th one, that you make a korban, Maisa Behema. If you made it into Maisa Behema, that is not considered Mamam Bailim. That means to say, the owner cannot sell it. And Kedetanya, like we learned, Bechor, by korban, Bechor, now the Pasuk says, Loiti Pode. True, you can't be Poderit. You can't get the Kedusha off of Bechor. But Venimkar, Tam, Chai, Ubal, Mum, Chai, Veshochet. But the kain is allowed to sell his bechor to another, to anybody, when it's alive, or if it's a ba'amum, he can even sell when it's shochet. That's the loch of a bechor. But b'maisa, by korban, maisa behema, nema, the posik says, lo yigoel, the posik says, lo yigoel. True, you can't be part of it either. But here we darshan v'ena nimkor, you're not allowed to sell a maisa behema either. Rashi brings down, because we learn out lo yigoel, that it says in the pasuk of charomim, and just like by charom there it says, lo yigoel v'lo yimocher, so the same thing here also, by maisa behema, you can't even sell it. So therefore, v'ena nimkor, lo yichai v'lo yishochut, it can't be sold, not if it's alive, not if it's geshochten, not a tam, not a bamum, that's a gzeras akosif. So therefore, as I come to teach us, that ma'aseh b'heim is not called your mamum, you don't have a right to sell it. So that the Rabbi Yosef really dashes a postbook, mola b'ashem, l'rabba, is kochem kalim, it means though, the Benazi is saying us something like shomim, and lafuke, not ma'aseh b'heim. So Mar says now, Ravina, mastin lo asefa. Ravina explained this on the Sefer of the Braisa. What did the Sefer say? That Rabbi Yosi ben Bustoy Yomer, Loi Oma ben Azai, Ela Bevechor Bovad. That ben Azai, that he said what? That Kochim Kalim is called Mamam Bailim, he only said it by a Bechor. That's all. Only by a Bechor is called Mamam Bailim. So Gemara says now, Lamute Mai. What do you mean to say only Bechor? What are you excluding? Elaim, if you want to tell me Lamute Shlomim, that a Korban Shlomim, even though it's Kochim Kalim Mechayim, it's not called Mamam Bailim. The question is why not? Hash to Ma Bechor. Shekiddush merechem memoinahu madach korban bechor, that the kedusha is automatically by itself. As soon as the animal, the bechor, is born, right away it has kedusha. The bailam has to give it to a kohen for korban. Still, you're telling me now when the kohen gets it, it's called his mamin. If so, shlomim iboy, a korban shlomim that was not born with kedusha, just later on you have to give it his kedusha. So for sure, the owner owns it. So how could you say Benazai saying that only a bechor and not korban shlomim? So therefore, the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yechon, it said the same shot that we said before, Lemutei Meiser. It means to exclude a Meiser Behema, that is not called Mamam Bailim. And Kiratanya, like we learned, Bechor by the Pasha, Bechor Nema, the Pasuk says, Loiti Poda. You cannot be Poderit. You can never take the Gedusha off of Bechor. But for Nimkor, you're allowed to sell it. It's called Mamam Bailim. You can sell it. The Kohen can sell it. Tam Chai, if it's a Behema's Tam, you can sell it when it's alive. If the Bechor became a Baal Mum already, Chai v'shochet, he can sell it whether it's alive or whether it's geshochten already, the Kohen can sell it. But v'maise, marshenke, v'maise behema, nema, the Pasuk says, lo yigoel. And we dashen again, we learn that from Charomim, which means to say, lo yimocher also. And therefore, the locha here is, by maise behema, v'eino nimkor. The owner is not allowed to sell it. Lo yichai, now when it's alive, lo yishochten, not geshochten. Bein tam, bein Baal Mum. That's when the Benazai meant to say that only a Bechor has a din of Mamam Bailim, and Lafuke Maise Behema does not have it. So Mar asked the question of what doesn't fit into his Lashon. Ha-be-bechor bilavad komer. Benazai's Lashon was only by Bechor is it called Mamam Bailim. And the way he's saying now, he doesn't mean only Bechor. He agrees Korban Shlomim also. He only means to exclude Maise Behema. So Mar says, true Kasha, this is the Kasha. His Lashon is not Mashma like this, but that's what you have to say he means. Rav Amarava says, "My nechosim shem behemila." Like Rav comes to answer the mission again. Our mission again says nechosim shem behemila. So far we made a deal to say it's mashma. As long as there's no isamila on the carbon, then there would be a din mazik. It's not sure yeyu. So he had to say our mission goes according to Rabbi Yosef Lili that kachem kalim is called mamam bailim. Rav says no. Rav Amar, "My nechosim shem behemila." You know what our Mishnah means when it says Nechosim Yevchiv Mazik? Is a Nechosim do not have an Issa Mila on it? He meant to say Nechosim Shein Behem Adin Mila. Means to say Nechosim that has no Shachas to Mila at all. Oh man, Niyu, what does that mean to Hedjit? True. It only means if my Shor does damage to a Shor shall Hedjit. But if that Shor belongs to Hegdish, it's a Korban, even though it's a Korban Shlomim, Hedechnam Yitaka Potter. Because it's not called Shor Yeyu. That's what Rebbe learns from our Mishnah. For the Gemara of Saul, according to Rav, the listener of the Hedjit, why does not Mishnah say clearly that only if you mazik a shor shall Hedjit, a private shor, not a shor shall Hegdish, Kasha? According to Rav, that's also a little of a Kasha. Why does the Mishnah only say the Loshin? Nechosim shein behem mila. It should have said straight out, Nechosim shall Hedjit. Omer Rababa, Rababa says like this now, Shlomim sheheziku, Shlomim that does damage, Churit goes according to Yosef Lili, that Yol is called Mama Bailim. So if a shore shall shlomim, so the owner owns the shore, if your shore does damage now, Talachur is Goyva Mibsoran, when the Mazik does damage, and let's say it's a Tam, that the Lachur is a Tam, only pays Chatzi Nezik Migufay, from the goof of the shore, so the Nizik could only collect Mibsoram from the meat of the shore. V'eina Goyva Memirayim, but it cannot collect from the Emurim, from the fats. Since that goes legvoy, that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. Therefore, the nizik cannot receive tashlumim from the imur. And this the Gemara says, pshita. Of course, you can't receive it. But what do you have to tell me this for? Pshita, imur legvoy asalki. Imur, look, it's a korban. And there's a chiyuv to burn it on the mizbeach. So it goes to Hashem. So for sure, the nizik cannot take it. The Gemara says, lo tzricha. The chiddush is like this: legoyva mibsarom keneged imurim. Question is like this: can I receive from the other half of the meat of the animal keneged the imurim? In other words, we're saying now this shlomim did damage. Let's say this shlomim was worth $200, and it did damage to another shore worth $200. So therefore, you only pay chatzi nezek migufay. You can only get $100 worth of the shore. Now, $100 means you have to split the animal in half. Half of the animal means its meat and its fat. So you only have a right to collect from half means both together, its meat and its fat. So now the meat, let's say, is worth $75 over the half, and the meat, fat is worth the other $25. Now in this half, the $25 worth of fat, you cannot keep, you nizik, because that goes l'gvoya. So I would have thought to say, though, okay, you can't get it from the fat of this side, but take $25 of the meat of the other side of the animal. That's the chiddush. No, you can't get the $25 from the other side of the animal, the meat. You only get 50% of the animal, which is made up from meat and fat, and you can only keep the meat, not the fat. That's what Rababa means to say. So Mar says now, Aliba the man, according to who is he saying this chiddush? Really, they should be told in the Machlokes. Aliba the Rabbanan, if you're going according to the Rabbanan, Shita, Pshita, of course. For Amri, the Rabbanan say, Ki lekel mishtalu mehai, in a case we'll soon see, by a shore was thrown into a boar. In a case you can't collect your money from the Bala shore, loy mishtalamna mehai, you still have no right to collect from the other one, from the Bala boar. So according to the Rabbanan, Pshita, where you can't collect where you're supposed to, you have no right to go to another place. So here also, since you can't collect more than $75 worth of the meat, you can't get the other $25 worth of the fat, you have no right to go to the other side of the animal to take $25 worth of the meat. So according to the Rabbanan, it's Pshita. Vi Aliba the Reb Nosin, if you want to tell me the Chiddush goes according to Rabbi Nosin, why? Ha'amar Reb Nosin Taka says, Ki leka lishtaluma mehai, in a case where you cannot collect from one person, mishtale mehai, you taka have a right to go to the other person. And Rashi explains this is a Gemara later in Shor Shenogeh Chesaporah. The case there is Gabi Shor Shedochav Es Chaveiro Labor. Let's say a shore pushed another shore into a bor, and the shore that pushed him was a tam. Let's say it doesn't make a difference whether the tam was a muid. The law is like this: the Baha shore that pushed the shore into the bor only has to pay 50% of the hezik. Because the Bala shore has a right to say, listen, my shore didn't do the whole damage. He pushed your shore into the boar. But the boar did damage to it also. So I'll only pay you 50%. And the other 50% you have to go to the Bala boar. So the Rabbanan say nothing doing. That the Bala boar doesn't have to pay you a penny. The Bala boar has a right to say, my boar did not do the damage. Your shore pushed it in. So therefore the Nizik now could only collect 50% from the Bala shore. Rabbi Nosson says no. True, the Baal HaShor only has to pay 50%. However, Lamaisa though, the Baal HaBor has to pay the rest. Since the Nizik can't collect from the Baal HaShor, the rest of the money he collects from the Baal HaBor. So you see, where he can't collect from one, he collects from the other one. So then, according to Rav Nosson, why is the law here? If you can't collect from the meat, you don't get the other side of the meat. Why not? Why don't they say, listen, this one time that did damage, collect from the other side of the meat, the other $25? So why, according to Rav Nosson, can't you get the other $25, the worth of the fat, the emurim, from the other side of the animal? So where it says like this, Iboyisim if you want, Rabbonin, there's a chiddush even according to the Rabbonin Shita, and Iboyisim if you want, I'll tell you, or Rabbi Nosson. We understand why it goes good according to Rav Nosson also. So it's like this, Iboyisim, Rabbonin, if you want to say this goes according to Rabbonin, I'll tell you, the chiddush is like this, Hani merely betray goofy. When did the Rabbanan say if you can't collect the money from the Bala shore, still you can't collect from the Bala boar? That's from the two different people. Avo bechad gufa motzi yomalei. But maybe like here, it's one animal that did damage. Mikol hecha debina mishtalimna. Wherever I have a right to collect my money, let me collect my money. Like here, it's one carbon shlom that did damage to my animal. And true was a tam. And true, I can only collect 50% from the animal itself. But so what? Maybe here, even according to the Rabbanon, I would have thought to say, true, here for the animal, the meat is 75 and the fat is 25. But here, since I can't get that fat, maybe I should have a right to take 25% of the other part of the meat, because there's one animal that did the damage. So it's a chiddush here, no. Still the Rabbanon say here, no. You only have a right to take a tam, chatzi nezek, half of the animal. So you only have a right to get half of the animal. That part has some imurim with it. So it's your tough, you can't collect from the other side. Therefore here it's a chiddush, even according to the Rabbanon. And the boy is saying, if you want, I'll tell you, Rabbi Nosson. This halacha even goes good according to Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson says that when the Bala Shor doesn't pay, as much as he doesn't pay, then Nizek has a right to collect it from the Bala Bor. So you see, when you claim collect from one, you have a right to be mashlumit from the other one. I tell you, there's a big difference. Over there, the Nizek says to the Bala Bor, you should know, I found my Shor in your Bor. So therefore, your Bor did damage to me. Therefore, you have to pay me. That's Rabbi Nosson's Svara, that the Baal HaShor, true, his animal did damage also. He pays 50% because he says he has a Shutuf. He has the Baal HaBor also, the Bor that did it also. So here Rabbi Nosson says, when the Baal HaShor doesn't only pays 50, the other 50% you have, the Nizek has a right to collect it from the Baal HaBor, because he has a good complaint against the Baal HaBor. Listen, my Shor was found in your Bor. So therefore he has a right to say, Ma delesli lishtalumei mehech, whatever I cannot collect from the Baal HaShor, because he won't pay more than 50%, even if it's a murid, because it says he has a shutif that did the damage. If so, mishtalim niminoch. Therefore, the Nizek says, I'm going to go and collect my other 50% from you, the Baal HaBor. That's from Nosson Svara.